Sports Radio 92.9. It's the morning shift at 7:42. I'm interrupting a very spirited conversation within the studio. It's Mike.
It's always spirited in here.
Allie Mack. Yep, we're talking about High Noons versus the drinks that Bo makes at home because they're better than High Noons and White Claw and all that.
They are. They taste better. The concept may be the same. I'll openly admit that they don't taste the same. Okay.
Mass production versus made at home. Yes.
That's right.
I'm very interested in this because I do, when I do indulge, I do like a High Noon. So I now really want to taste your drink, Bo.
Now you got to make one and bring it in.
Yeah, now you got to make one for me.
Okay, let me tell you something.
Bring in a pitcher.
You bring your Yeti.
Okay.
With ice in it.
Okay.
You bring your vodka and go buy a flavored sparkling ice. I'll make it for you and show you how to make it.
Bet. Say all less. Right.
So I mean, I can make one
Sounds
for
like
you.
Sounds like something that could happen on FaceTime.
No.
He's got to show me in person because he's got
to
put his squidbilly touch on
it. I need one of the 20-ounce Yetis, though. You got to bring one of the 20-ounce. That's what I make mine in.
Okay. I got you.
Anyways.
I feel like we all need a drink after last night's game. Braves, Phillies, they lost 2-0. Just kind of an ugly game. Spencer Strider just doesn't seem like himself. Are we still in that grace period where we're giving him a minute to get readjusted?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I will say this. I was watching MLB Network yesterday, and I was getting so frustrated. Because I think Mark DeRosa does as good a job as anybody when he's breaking down the game.
Mm-hmm.
But when you listen to people on MLB Network talk about the Braves, there is no grace period. Well, you know what? This team is whole now.
Right.
They've been pointing to the fact that this team is whole. Strider's back. Cunha's back. They're whole. I'm like, my God. Like, can we not get just at least 2 starts under their belt of Spencer Strider before we start expecting him to throw no hitters?
Right.
Well, I don't think they're whole because we don't have the free agent acquisition that is supposed to be starting in left field.
They're the same team that they wished that they went into last year thinking they would have.
No. We had a different left fielder last year.
Jared Kelnick.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean.
Pretty close.
Yeah, I don't
know.
No,
you don't. You had a better bullpen.
You're minus Max Fried.
You had a better bullpen. You had Mentor. You had.
Ronaldo Lopez.
You had, what's my guy that, Joe Jimenez.
Yeah. Shout out.
You're different. You had Travis d'Arnaud. You have Drake, which I'm not arguing that difference. I'm just
sure.
Going through it. You had Arcia coming off what was a career year.
Yeah.
And now you have he's been DFA'd.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Nick Allen, who is a phenomenally good defensive shortstop. So Dansby would have been nice right now. A little bit more pop.
I was taking up for the Braves. I just want to make that point be known. And you didn't even like that. So I don't even know where to go with you anymore because every time I talk bad about anybody in the Braves, you don't like that. But then I go take up for them in terms of the national media, the way we do sometimes the show. You didn't like that. So I'm not even sure what you want me to say. Do you feel like this team is...
I disagree with you and said they're not
the
whole.
Ground running?
I said they're not whole. I agree with you. And then you said, well, it's the same thing they had last year. No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's actually worse. The bullpen is worse. You had a guy who had been a starter to now you have a platoon in left field. You have your star player is coming off injury, and what you thought was your star pitcher is coming off injury. I mean, you're not the same team. It's going to take Spencer Strider a month, I think. But the problem is he gave you 1 earned run in 4 2/3 yesterday.
I was going to say he gave it 1 hit.
Mm-hmm.
He's never been a guy that's going to go 9 innings or 8 innings or even 7 innings on average. He's a 5-6 inning pitcher. That's the problem. And that's always been who he is. We just get enamored with, well, he had 13 strikeouts in 6 innings. Yeah. And he threw 100 and, you know, last night he threw, 90 pitches, something, and 4 2/3. That's always been who he is.
Well, I think he just seems a little bit more frazzled last night. Obviously, hitting Bryce Harper in the first inning will do that.
Yeah.
I mean, their star player, he's getting booed like crazy.
I was like, here we go.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, what an awful start to the game. So you're seeing it on his face the whole time. It wasn't a bad game as far as his outing, but you could just see he was shaken.
I just don't think he's comfortable yet, Allie. I think to your point, he is used to saying this is I think it was Bryson Stott in the top of the bottom of the third had like an 11 pitch at bat, 12 pitch, something like that, and ended up walking. And that is a point where he fought off a ton of balls. And normally Strider could rear back and go 98-99 and probably get a Bryson Stott type player. And he couldn't last night. And then he ends up missing with, I believe, I think that was like 85 high and inside, which was like, so obviously it was, you know, a breaking ball. That's not who he's been.
Yeah.
And I think that's frustrating for him.
To your point, I was watching that at bat thinking this is the at bats that the Braves should be having against Ranger Suarez. And not that there wasn't any good at bats, but I go all the way back to Saturday in the Boston game. Like at bat after at bat, you felt like they were stringing something together. And you just haven't had that. You haven't had that the last couple of games that you've seen them take the field. And I think that's so important for them to not be an easy out at any point in the game. And it's too many times that I look at them and go, dude, that was really simple for the pitcher. Just had to go up there, throw a couple pitches. Like, they're missing stuff over the middle of the plate.
Yeah, I thought Olson had one of those at bats. He might have had two of them. I think Marcel had one of those at bats. But at the end of the day, nothing came from them.
Yeah.
It's frustrating watching. You talk about how bad the bullpen is at times, and they lose 2-0.
Yeah,
it's not the bullpen's fault.
You will get AJ Smith-Shawver against Zach Wheeler tonight. That's another 6:45 Eastern time game. You can catch that on FanDuel Sports. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Let's hit this mic'd up.
It might be mic'd up, but it's Which One Wednesday, so I'm taking over.
Allie mac'd up.
We are going to put Mike and Bo against one another in Which One Wednesday. Dylan, as always, is going to be the judge. Gentlemen, are you ready?
I think so. I got the title belt ready. Ready
Bo,
to defend.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Bo, we'll start with you. Which is more unbelievable, the fact that Ronald Acuna Jr. hit a home run on his first pitch back with the Braves, or the fact that you predicted that Ronald Acuna would hit a home run on his first pitch back with the Braves? Mm. Which is more unbelievable?
Mm. Well, it had to be the fact that he did it, because I'm always right, and I tell you what's going to happen. Now, the fact that Ronald Acuna Jr., after, what, a year off, comes back, and the first pitch he sees against a pretty freaking good team, by the way.
Ding.
The only run they scored that night, by the way.
Ding.
Was off his bat. And it all happened on, by the way.
Ding.
The first pitch of the game. That's who he is. That's what he does. I just don't think we at most, not all, some would say most, did not expect it to happen right there. But I told you differently. And I was the first one to tell you that it was going to happen.
Can we have a moment?
I mean,
I still think
he's going to lead off and hit a home run on the first pitch tonight. So
yeah, can we have a moment of clarity here? This man guessed and got it right. Okay, he guessed and got it right, as did four other hosts on this station and probably multiple people throughout the media community. They guessed and got
it right.
They
didn't guess and get it right. They heard
crazy
me say
things
it, and they
happens
said, that
in
sounds
sports.
Right. I'm going to go
crazy.
With Bo.
This is my turn.
He's
to
He's always right.
Crazy things happen in sports. All right, this man guessed. He threw a dart at the dartboard, and it just happened to hit the bullseye. So my answer to your question is it's more incredible that he actually got it right, because I've heard him say some outlandish things on this show, and only 1 out of 100 does it ever land like that. That's the crazy part of this entire ordeal.
Well, we all love the optimism. Okay, if you're a gamer, big stuff happening with Star Wars Battlefront 3. They just dropped another teaser about it. So given that, which fandom is more intense, Mike? Or on the brink of being
okay.
a cult.
Okay.
Star Wars fans or Taylor Swift fans?
Oh, definitely Star Wars fans.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I think, look, the Swifties have their own moment, right? They're having this thing. There are Star Wars fans that have been Star Wars fans for 40 years and know the entire languages going on in Star Wars. Yeah. So while there are people out there that know every word to Taylor Swift songs and they dance and they put glitter and everything on their face, Star Wars people, they've got the longevity. They've got the intense longevity to go wrong with that fandom. The fact that they know that, you know, things like that, like, yeah, give me that.
Are you kidding me? It's obviously Taylor Swift fans. They started watching a whole sport they don't care about because she got a Kelce brother.
This is okay? my opportunity to say just because he says it loudly doesn't mean he's correct.
This is my time, so stop talking, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Taylor Swift fans do not care about football. Yet they all suddenly became Chiefs fans the last 2 or 3 seasons. Why? Because Taylor Swift is dating a Hall of Fame tight end. The only reason they literally have T-shirts that say "Go Taylor's boyfriend." Yeah. Star Wars fans were born in it. They were molded by it. They were raised on Star Wars and a galaxy far, far away. These people completely went off the reservation to be a part of something that they have no care for.
All right.
Only because of her.
Was that an intentional Dark Knight Rises reference in there? I was raised by it.
No, it was absolutely intentional.
All right, which would you rather, and I know it's neither, but you have to pick one.
Rapid fire.
Get hit in the elbow by a 95-mile-per-hour pitch from Spencer Strider or get sacked by the Falcons' first-round draft pick, Jalen Walker.
Look, man, this is a personal thing for me. I am about 6'6", 300. I don't fear any man hitting me like Jalen Walker. I'm sure it would hurt. That little pinch in that elbow, though, no thank you. I don't need a hard fastball going to the elbow. I don't need anything hitting me in the elbow, actually. I'm good.
I'd rather have a broken elbow than broken ribs or more. So no. I'll take the 95 heat before I let Jalen Walker split me in half. And for the record, by the way, I'm only 5'8", 160. Yeah.
Which life would you rather have? Be a time traveler stuck 100 years in the past, but you have a working smartphone so you can tweet. Or be a person in the future where you can download any skill instantly, strength, intelligence, whatever. You know, you could be a Brave, you could be a WWE wrestler, but every time you download this skill, you lose a personal memory. Bo?
Well, I'll be a time traveler because I'll be tweeting about, you know, everything like Wyatt Earp and them back in the day and all the stuff that happened. And if I can tweet the history and really that way, I love history anyways. So living things that happen 100 years from now and just popping around to different times, not having to like have any consequences of it. Maybe go back and watch, the OK
Corral.
So is
that the first option or the second option?
It was the first one.
The first one. Okay.
The gunfight. Go back and watch the gunfight, the OK Corral. Maybe film it for everybody and they really show what happened. Did Doc Holliday really talk like Val Kilmer did? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm going to the future. I'm going to the future. Like, what good does it do me to live in the past when I can't access anything that I can see on my smartphone? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, air conditioner's great. I can read it on Google, but can I build an AC? Probably not. You know what I mean? Like, so I need the materials. Losing a memory, yeah, that's going to suck. But, you know, I'll just keep building new ones because I'm probably going to be in the WWE at that point. I'll probably be dressed as the Big Show. You know
Amazing.
What I mean? I can get to do whatever I want to. Yeah.
Amazing. Dylan, do we have a verdict back there?
It was very close. But he's got his swagger back. Bo, Squid,
wow.
Billy, wow. Morgan takes it.
This is embarrassing for you, Dylan.
No, it's not.
I think the only one that should be embarrassed is you, Michael. This you don't have to talk to Dylan that
his way. His last three arguments were way better than yours. I'm just going to be honest.
Wow.
His last three arguments. Well, you got the first point. I'll give it to you, sure. But Bo took the rest of it.
I just have to start yelling. That's the point here.
His arguments were better if you're listening.
It was the Dark Knight Rises reference, let's be honest.
That's right.
I was molded by it.
All right, we do have to go to break. When we come back, we're going to do the wake-up call. 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Show. Got a couple of wake-up calls for you. What is your confidence level in Mike Bobo and Gunnar Stockton, the combo to lead Georgia's offense this year? Also, do you have a burner account? Do you think Bo needs a burner account? And what should Bo's burner account be called? Weigh in at 929 Morning Shift, 404-726-0929. It's a wake-up call coming at you on the other side. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 929 The Game.